Hello?
Hi, Felipe. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance.
Yeah,
Yeah, I didn't know if something's going on with the credit card that we have on file or if you just needed more time or...
What am I, a couple months behind now?
No, you're just past due $249 from June 29th, but July 29th, that'll reoccur to $498, but that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for a whole bunch of checks to come in. I've been busy, but
I
can't. Yeah, I've just been waiting to get paid from all these jobs that I've done.
You know, that makes me so angry. I hear that all the time in the service industry where you guys go out and do all this work and then it's hard to collect on the payment, huh? I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah. You know, I can give you a more affordable option and, you know, you don't have to do it today if things are tight. I could give you a little bit more time. But your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove those for now. And that would lower the subscription to $149. And the reason I suggest that is those Facebook ads are usually good in the beginning to kind of jumpstart your results. But now that you're ranking on Google, you might not even need those anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't need those. Because,
well, 87% of consumers hire off of Google. So yeah, that only leaves 13% that goes to those other sources. So of course, like I said, it's good in the beginning to jumpstart things, but now that you're ranking, yeah, you'd be fine to take them off. So I'll make that adjustment. And then also I'll put a note here that we can push the next billing out 30 days for you once that's recovered. So let's say that you could do that $149 today. That means you would be paid in full until August 9th, and you wouldn't have to worry about that, you know, July 29th payment coming up. I would just push that out for you.
So if I pay with my debit, they're not going to keep taking it out of there, are they?
Well, you could do a one-time payment on your debit if you like, but then we'd have to put the credit card back on file for next month.
Do you know what credit card it was?
It's a Visa ending in 5256.
I'd have to look it up. Can we do a one-time for now?
Of course. So my question is, for the one-time payment, is it still the 1303 Seaman Street for the billing address?
Yeah, should be.
Yeah?
But
okay.
All my mail comes to a P.O. box, so I don't know.
We'll try it with this address if you think that's correct. If not, I'll try it with the P.O. box, but let's just leave it at this for now and see what happens. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
4312.
Okay.
3170.
Got it.
0163.
Okay.
2341.
2341. And expiration?
1126.
And the code?
455.
Okay, and like I said, I'm making that adjustment to the 149, and I'll put the 30 days on the back end for you. Oh, it worked. I got the green light, so you're good to go there. And then do you have the original card to put on file for next month? Because if not, it'll just stay on this one. So if you don't have it now, you can, you know, call back later to update it. Just do it before August 9th, of course. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I'll just change it later, I guess.
Okay. I'll send you a login to your dashboard too, just so that you have it, because you could also change the billing method on there. So when you log in your dashboard, you'll see some tabs at the top. And if you hover over your initials, you'll see an FV for Felipe Valencia. You'll see where it says business information or logout. You hit on the business information, and then all you have to do is click on the billing tab, and it would allow you to update the billing on your end. But, of course, okay. if you know it's easier to just call us, you can, and we'll update it for you, okay?
So how much is it going to be now, $149?
Yep, just $149 moving forward. I made that adjustment for you, okay?
And that's months, right?
Yeah, month to month. So I right now what I did was I took the past due payment from June, but I pushed the next one out all the way till August 9th for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Well,
thank you.
So glad to help, and you're very welcome, Felipe. Have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.